Hi, this is Hugh Cornwell, and welcome to this Mr. DeMille FM podcast. If you have any comments, suggestions, or simply want to get in touch, then please email info@mrdemillefm.com. This show looks at a collection of films that feature a day of the week in their title. I hope you enjoy the show. I've managed to find some decent films that feature each day of the week in their titles. Let's begin with Sunday, the first day of the week. Never on Sunday was written and directed by Jules Dassin in 1960. It was made on a shoestring budget and made its money back from just one cinema, the Pavilion in London. It received the Palme d'Or at the Cannes Film Festival, and its theme song was the first foreign song to win an Oscar. Melina Mercouri plays a Greek prostitute who is independent, happy, liberated, and corrupt. Jules Dassin plays an American intellectual who takes it upon himself to try to reform her. The film has a wonderful freedom about it, and Mercouri is stunning as Ilya. The script is very good, and some of the exchanges the two have are extremely engaging and thought-provoking. The pair were also nominated for Best Actor and Actress, along with three other Oscar nominations.
Στέλνω ένα, δύο και τρία και τέσσερα φίλια που φτάνουν στο λιμάνι, ένα και δύο και τρία και τέσσερα πουλιά. Πως ήθελα να έχω ένα και δύο και τρία και τέσσερα παιδιά, πόσα θα μεγαλώσουν όλα να γίνουν λεβέντες για χάρη του Πύρια. Όσο κι αν ψάξω δε βρίσκω άλλο λιμάνι, τρελή να με έχει κάνει όσο το Πειραιά. Που όταν βραδιάζει τραγούδια μαραδιάζει και τις παινιές του αλλάζει, γέμιζε από παιδιά. Από την πόρτα μου σ' αγώ, δεν υπάρχει κανείς να μην τον αγαπώ. Και σαν το βράδυ κοιμηθώ, ξέρω πως, ξέρω πως θα τον ονειρευτώ. Πετράδια βάζω στο λαιμό και μια χά και μια χάντρα φυλαχτώ. Γιατί τα βράδια καρτερώ στο λιμάνι σ' αυγό, κάποιον άγνωστο να βρω. Όσο κι αν ψάξω δε βρίσκω άλλο λιμάνι, τρέλη να με έχει κάνει όσο το Πειραιά. Που όταν βραδιάζει τραγούδια μαραδιάζει και τις παινιές του αλλάζει, γέμιζε από παιδιά.
Stormy Monday was made in 1988 and was the first feature of director Mike Figgis and set in his hometown of Newcastle. Sting, also a native of Newcastle, plays a local club owner who refuses to be bought out by an American, Cosmo, played by Tommy Lee Jones. This is an early film of Sean Bean, who plays a drifter working at the club. He meets and falls for Melanie Griffith, the ex-girlfriend of Cosmo, which complicates matters. This film has its ups and downs. There are moments that reek of atmosphere, but others that are flat. But I guess Mike Figgis was learning on the job as director. Sting does a decent job as the club owner, and Tommy Lee Jones looks like he only turned up for the paycheck. I thought Sean Bean and Griffith's scenes together could have given more, and their roles were definitely underwritten, but Figgis was learning how to write as well.
I've been loving you too long to stop now. You were tired and you want to be free. My love has grown stronger as you become a habit to me. Ooh, I'm loving you too long. I don't want to stop now. Oh. With you, my life has been so wonderful. I can't stop now. You're tired and your love is growing cold. My love is growing stronger as our affair grows. I've been loving you, oh, too long, to stop now. Oh, 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 I've been loving you a little too long, I don't want to stop now.
Back now to Tuesday, where I can offer up Black Tuesday, a gem of a film noir that's little known, directed by Hugo Fregonese from 1954. Edward G. Robinson plays Vincent Canelli, a gangster on death row who has plans to thwart the law and escape on his execution day, taking hostages with him. It's tightly scripted by Sidney Bohm, who wrote Side Street and The Big Heat, amongst other standout film noirs. Fregonese didn't make many crime films, but maybe he should have done. All the performers do well, but it's Edward G's film. He made this film at a career low point, as he'd been targeted as pro-communist by the HUAC committee around this time. No doubt all his frustration came pouring out in this role. It was the first Hollywood film to be shot on Kodak Tri-X film, which allowed high contrast imagery in low light.
She would never say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. while the sun is bright, or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes. Be so free. She'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained and nothing's lost at such a cost. Catch your dreams before they slip away. Dying all the time. Lose your dreams and you may lose your mind. In life unkind.
For the middle of the week, I can offer Ash Wednesday from 1973, directed by Larry Pierce and starring Elizabeth Taylor as an aging wife and mother who goes to Switzerland for some plastic surgery in order to try and reinvigorate her marriage to a lawyer played by Henry Fonda. Don't watch this film for Henry Fonda as he only appears in the last 10 minutes, but the rest is well worth a look. Taylor is phenomenal throughout and is totally believable in the role. The script is pretty good, including a dynamite scene between Taylor and her 30-year-old daughter where they discuss Fonda's affair and the future. Helmut Berger plays the young stud she meets at the hotel where she's waiting for her husband post-op. The director Larry Pierce went on to direct The Incident a few years later, a subway train drama that's very good. Elizabeth Taylor was married to Richard Burton at the time, and he was mortified when she made this film, which he hated. But it's worth noting that at the time, every film Burton chose to do bombed.
They say, Ruby, you're like a dream, not always what you seem. And though my heart may break when I awake, let it be so, I only know Ruby is you. They say, Ruby, you're like a song. You just don't know right from wrong. And in your eyes I see heartaches for me. Right from the start, who stole my heart? Ruby, it's you. I hear your voice, and I must come to you. I have no choice, so what else can I do? They say, Ruby, you're like a flame. Into my life you came. And though I should be where, still I just don't care. You thrill me so, I only know, Ruby, it's you. A flame into my life you came, and though I should be where, still I don't care. You thrill me so, I only know.
Il Giovedì, meaning the Thursday, was made in 1964, and it's an Italian black and white gem. Directed by Dino Risi and starring Walter Chiari as Dino, who spends the day in Rome with his son Robertino, whom he hasn't seen for 5 years. It's full of bittersweet moments as they reacquaint themselves, but you get the impression the son has no memory of him at all. Roberto Ciccolini plays the son superbly, and it's one of those Italian comedies that observe life so well. The ex-wife has done well for herself, and Dino is constantly intimidated by this fact. The character development is perfect, and as the day evolves, Dino comes to some realizations about himself as the friendship with his son develops. This film is definitely recommended.
Se le cose stanno così, ricordo queste parole che mi hai detto in un giorno d'ottobre. Dimenticato dal sole, cose stanno così. Parole come veleno, cominciava a cadere la pioggia fra noi, è caduto il silenzio. Se le cose stanno così e non hai voluto finire, l'ottobre si era fatto più freddo, fra noi più niente da dire.
And here we are at the weekend, and let's kick it off with Freaky Friday, the smash hit from 2003, starring Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan as the mother and daughter team who switch bodies and learn to understand each other. This really isn't my kind of movie, but I must say it was thoroughly enjoyable from beginning to end. It's a remake. The original starred Jodie Foster and wasn't as much fun as this is. And in fact, the author of the original book preferred it too. Jamie Lee Curtis is great, and it's one of her best roles since A Fish Called Wanda, which was also a comedy.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love. Tight, so happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. I can't see me loving nobody but you for all my life. When you're with me, baby, the skies will be blue for all my life. Me and you, and you and me. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together. So happy together.
Violent Saturday, made in 1955, is an interesting film. It's a cross between a crime film and a melodrama. Three bandits meticulously plan to hold up a bank in a sleepy Peyton Place-type town in Middle America. Whilst we watch Lee Marvin, Stephen McNally and J. Carroll Nash plan the robbery, we get to know the inner workings of the town and its residents. Richard Fleischer directed and did a fine job. The violence, when it happens, is quite shocking for the time the film was made, and is made even more shocking because we are now familiar with the town. The editing is tight, the script is economical, and the cast are all great. Victor Mature and Ernest Borgnine also star. I can't complete the week without adding Saturday Night and Sunday Morning, directed by Carol Rice in 1960. It's a dark drama set in the harsh drabness of central England, where Albert Finney plays a rebellious young factory worker who lives with his parents and is juggling relationships with two women. One of them is married but carrying his child. Finney's character was revolutionary for the time, like an English version of James Dean, and the film made Finney a star. It's brilliantly observed by writer Alan Sillitoe, but the accents are difficult to understand and you may need subtitles to follow the action properly. Rachel Roberts and Shirley Ann Field play his two girlfriends. Music is by Johnny Dankworth.
Thank you.
And we can't move on to Sunday again until we visit Saturday Night Fever, the groundbreaking disco homage film starring John Travolta and featuring the timeless music of the Bee Gees. It came out in 1977, which is close to 50 years ago. My God. The soundtrack album sold 20 million copies and was the top-selling album in history at the time, and the film was still playing in first-run cinemas a year after release around the world. What was originally made as a drama, a tribute to the disco craze of the early 70s, has become reappraised and is now considered a significant work of cinematic art. One of the earliest reviews appeared in the Daily Variety newspaper in Hollywood and described the film as, I quote, "vulgar, offensive, shrill, superficial and pretentious," end quote. Screenwriter Norman Wexler also wrote Serpico. John Badham directed, and Travolta was nominated for a Best Acting Oscar.
Touch me in the pouring rain, and the moment that you wander far from me, I wanna feel you in my arms again. And you come to me on a summer breeze, keep me warm in your love, then you softly leave, and it's me you need to share.
Cause we're living.
I'd like to end with a little-known English classic directed by John Schlesinger in 1971 called Sunday Bloody Sunday. It follows the emotional trail of a young artist and his relationships with a lonely male doctor and a separated female counsellor. Glenda Jackson is top-notch as the counsellor, as is Peter Finch as the doctor, and Murray Head as the artist who flits from one to the other lover as his mood dictates, to the frustration of both of them, who yearn his further commitment. The script by Penelope Gilliatt was nominated for an Oscar. She was married to playwright John Osborne. This film captures the mood of London quite superbly, I think, more than any other film I can bring to mind. Apparently David Bowie auditioned for the part of the swinging artist. Finch, Jackson and Schlesinger were all nominated for Oscars. Daniel Day-Lewis made his screen debut as a teenager, keying a car parked outside a church.
Thank you.
So there you have it, The Week in Film, and it's a fine collection, I must say. Happy viewing, and until next time.